Dr. Christy Twomey, family medicine at Homer Medical Center and South Peninsula Hospital.
Right now, and in the coming weeks and months before a vaccine is widely available, people will be going through COVID at home. And so I wanted to get some tips from you about what to do and how to help keep yourself as healthy as possible and on track.
I would say the very first thing that I think is important to do when you have received the diagnosis of COVID-19, so you get the call saying you have a positive test, first isolate. Make sure that you're reaching out to your close contacts, anybody that might need to quarantine, but then reach out to your primary care provider or the local office that you were last seen at if you don't have a PCP. That way, you have somebody that is in the medical field that can reach out to you and talk to you, and it's somebody that you can reach out to if something changes and you have questions regarding how you're feeling and your symptoms. After that, it's important to stay hydrated, rest. If you have fever or body aches, take medications over the counter.
What kinds of medications over the counter do you recommend?
Tylenol and ibuprofen work well for fever and body aches, and you can alternate those. So if you, say, take a dose of Tylenol, but you notice 2 to 3 hours after you've taken that dose, you're not due for another dose, but then you can alternate to ibuprofen. Every 3 to 4 hours, you have the option to take either Tylenol or ibuprofen or another NSAID, so like Aleve or Naproxen. Just make sure you're following the recommended dosing on the over-the-counter bottle.
And so if a person has a fever and they're feeling ill, they may have a hard time keeping up with stuff. Do you recommend a journal for when you've taken your medicines, or just tally marks for when you've taken your medicines that day?
That's a great idea. Or like even just a piece of paper that you can have on, you know, on the coffee table near you, mark off little hashtags or Tylenol. You could make a T and write the time you took it. That's a good idea. You know, time does seem to slip when you're not feeling well, and it can be difficult to know when you took your last dose.
One suggestion I've also heard, you might take 6 or 7 water bottles that you have, fill them up at the beginning of the day, and make sure they're all empty by the end of the day so that you can remember to stay hydrated.
I think that that's actually a really nice tip. Fill up what that your goal is throughout the day to drink, and drink those. Other things that are nice to have nearby is, you know, if you like tea, and tea makes, say you have a sore throat, tea makes your throat feel better. And that also is a good supplement to your water intake throughout the day.
What about an oximeter?
A pulse oximeter? Sure.
Yeah.
I do recommend, if you have the diagnosis of COVID-19, having a home pulse oximeter. And that's one of those things when you reach out to your provider to ask them about, because oftentimes they can prescribe it. The hospital does also have pulse oximeters that can be given to patients that have a COVID-19 diagnosis. And so you can call up and speak to the COVID desk, and they can help you get one as well. Everybody who needs one should be able to get one in Homer.
Stay in contact with your caregivers. They can give you a recommendation. If it falls below a certain level, then it's time to see care outside of your home.
Absolutely. Many people, they have that subjective feeling of shortness of breath, or they may not feel horribly short of breath, but by checking on that pulse oximeter, we can see that they actually do have a low oxygen concentration, enough that would require treatment or at least further evaluation. Yeah.
What about activity? Are you supposed to just sleep this off, or do you need to get up and get around every day?
It is important to be able to get up and walk around as much as possible. If you can get outside, even if it's just, you know, opening the door and getting a breath of fresh air, that's helpful. But the importance of getting up and moving around is decreasing your chance of getting a blood clot. You know, as we all sit still and are inactive, there's an increased chance for us forming a blood clot in our lower extremities. And we've seen that with COVID patients. And so I do recommend, if you can, set an alarm for every hour or 2 hours, just to get up and try to stretch, try to walk around the room you're in or up and down the halls. I don't want you getting short of breath. That's also another warning sign to call your provider about, if even doing those minimal activities you're getting short of breath. But it is good for your lungs and good for your heart and good for your limbs to get up and move around if you can.
Do you advise people to sleep like in an easy chair or on their stomach or just not flat on their back?
Yeah, so they have noted that people with COVID do much better if they are in what's called the prone position. So that is on your stomach. And I have seen recommendations that when you are lying down, if you can frequently change positions, but be in that prone position is ideal. That makes it so that you don't have so much pressure on your lungs and you're less likely to cause compression on those lungs that make it more difficult to keep the air in them. Lots of pillows makes it more comfortable. That's what I'd recommend.
If you are
If you
going through
are
COVID
going
in a
through
house
COVID
full of
in a house
people,
full of
are there any
people,
tips
are there any
for
tips
keeping the other
for
people in
keeping the
the
other
house
people
as safe as possible?
DHSS and CDC actually have some really good handouts on this, how to isolate yourself. And ideally, if you are in a household with many people, you're able to isolate yourself to a single room or a bedroom and have your own bathroom. I know in a lot of houses that's not something that you can do. If you don't have your own bathroom, then it's important to wipe surfaces that you might share with people very regularly. And if you're sick, that may not be your job, but maybe that's somebody else's in the household's job to make sure that every hour or so shared places have a good wipe down. If you have somebody that's helping to take care of you, it's a good idea that if you are in the room together, that each of you are masked. Everybody does really good hand washing and keep that interaction brief. And that distance, that 6 foot distance at a minimum, except for those really brief interactions if they need to come in and assist you with something. That minimizes the chance of spreading it within your household.
If someone in your
Minimizes
house
the
has
chance of
it, the
spreading it
safe thing to
within
do
your
is
house.
assume that all of you have it.
Yes. I think any time that you are listed as a close contact, whether it be an interaction that's happened at work or within your household or with friends, it's best if you've been told that you're a close contact that you consider yourself as a potential positive until you have that clearance to come out of quarantine. That's the best way for us to really minimize the further spread of COVID.
So what if you're
What if you're
someone who is
someone
going
who
through
is going
this
through
and
this
you are
and you
alone
are
out
alone
east
out
or out in the
east
North
or
Fork?
out
What if you don't have a doctor? Because I know that at the
I know
beginning
that
of the
at the beginning
pandemic,
of the
contact
pandemic,
tracers were
contact tracers
checking in with
were
people
checking
every
in with
day,
people
but
every
that's
day.
no longer
That's no
possible
longer
because of how
possible
many
because
people
of how
have
many people
COVID now
have
in the
COVID.
state.
It has definitely become more of a challenge to be able to keep in contact with everybody that's had a positive test. If you don't have a provider that you're established with, I would recommend calling any of the clinics. You can call SVT, you can call Homer Medical, you can call Kachemak Bay Medical Clinic. Call any of the clinics and let them know you don't have a primary care provider, but you do have this positive diagnosis and you'd like to establish so that they can keep contact with you. I know many of the clinics are doing telemedicine visits where they can check on you and check on your vital signs, check on how you're doing. And some of the clinics do have nurses that are reaching out to positive patients on a daily basis to check on them to see how they're doing. As a medical community, I think Homer's done a really good job taking care of their patients. And we know the distance, and sometimes it's difficult to have a face-to-face visit. So we've been able to adapt to that.
Dr. Twomey, I wonder if there's
I wonder if
anything
there's
that I'm
anything
leaving
that I'm
out
leaving
that you would
out.
like for people to know.
I just want people to know that we do have a very active medical community in Homer, and if you have questions, please reach out, even if it's not to your usual provider. You can always reach out to South Peninsula Hospital and talk to an ER nurse or talk to someone at the COVID desk. We can help direct you if you have questions. If you do feel like you need to be seen, just call before you come, and we can be ready and able to help you wherever it is, whether it be at a clinic or at the hospital. Feel free to come and be seen. That's the most important thing.
Thanks so much
Thanks so
for
much
checking
for
in
checking in
and answering this
and
question
answering
fully.
this
I really
question fully.
appreciate it.
I hope it is useful, and as always, if there's other questions, I'm happy to answer them.